'cause I'm standing here naked, saying you could have it all. It's all right on the table, and I'm feeling unstable. Will you catch me if I could see it ruining mine? All that I'm asking is, yeah, I'm just making sure we're taking the same risk.
Music right there from twin sister sensations Tegan and Sarah, reaching back to their 2002 album, If It Was You. We heard the closing track, Don't Confess. Tegan and Sarah are launching into their small tour. The tour goes through end of March into early April across smaller towns in Ontario. Smaller towns mean smaller venues. It's a unique tour that they are doing. It is simply Tegan and Sarah, no backing band. It's called the Not Tonight Tour. What it is an acoustic tour of that album, If It Was You. I have a feeling they would have wanted to do the 20-year tour, but because of the pandemic, we're not able to. And now dusting that album off and taking it on tour. In addition to If It Was You acoustic versions, there's also going to be fan favorites. Again, select cities across Ontario. For our listeners in Kingston on CFRC, they'll be at the Kingston Grand Theatre on March 27th. For our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area, you can catch Tegan and Sarah just 45 minutes down the road along 401 to Chatham, Ontario. They will be at the Chatham Capital Theatre on Thursday, March 28th. This could be probably, if I had to stack them, it's up there as one of my favorite Tegan and Sarah albums, and I think it will make for a really unique, intimate kind of tour. I am really excited to catch the show. Before Tegan and Sarah, it is a musician who's making her girly, so groovy radio debut. Despite the fact that it is her sixth album, I do not think Maddie Diaz has ever been featured here on the show. Maddie Diaz is a singer-songwriter whose songs draw on indie rock, country, folk, and synth pop, while always keeping emotion front and center. Weird Faith is her mid-tempo, hook, strong sixth album that shines a light on love's underbelly. We heard the opening song, Same Risk, from Maddie Diaz. We'll definitely be featuring her a few more times here on the show. And then starting the set off, it is Tanya Donnelly, frontwoman to the 90s alternative band Belly. This time, though, it is solo work from Tanya Donnelly. The song is called Keeping You, and we grab that off of Tanya Donnelly's album, Beauty Sleep. All right, right now, speaking of new music, this is an album I have been excited for. Hooray for the Riff Raff is the brainchild of singer-songwriter Alinda Segarra, a musician with just an absolute inclusive vision of Americana. The new album, The Past Is Still Alive, is the seventh album for Hooray for the Riff Raff, and it's an unusually hushed and warm set of folk punk songs. So without further ado, here is Hooray for the Riff Raff, new music here on Girly So Groovy.
Two moons and a raging river, saddled up by the pinon fire, drove out to the edge of the pueblo, bought a drum from a man who cried, and the children's shoes on the ceiling, and the way that you hold my hand. And I yelled and I didn't know the reason, but I knew that you'd understand. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time. The buffalo, 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Will we go like the woolly mammoth or the deer dodo? Gone like the batchman's warbler, disappeared like the melting snow. Little Mary on a fruit bats, or the bright old white-eyed bird, or will we keep on running like the sound of the buffalo herd? Recorded out on his cousin's farm up north in Minnesota. He tied the recorder in the yard up to a gatepost waiting. Slept out in a tent to hear the rumble of a big stampede that one day magically appeared. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Cliff with you, if that means we will survive. 'Cause we drove out to the desert just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, 'cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time. Some things take time. And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Breaking up the mind.
Music to make you howl, that is Windsor, Ontario's very own Natalie Westfall, who writes and records with her band Teenage Geese. The song is called Howler. That is from the album Cat and Cormorant. My heart always hopes there will be more Teenage Geese music. So Natalie, if you are listening, please give us more. Before Teenage Geese, it is a woman who only released two albums in her lifetime, both in the 1970s, but quickly from those two albums has become a folk rock classic. It is Karen Dalton. Karen Dalton has been compared to an Appalachian version of Billie Holiday. She is a musician who just subtly and seamlessly blends jazz and country and blues elements into a hazy, beautiful, dreamlike way. The song we heard is Something on Your Mind. That is from her 1971 album, In My Own Time. And kicking things off, it is Hooray for the Riff Raff, brand new album, The Past is Still Alive. It's the band's seventh album. We heard the song Buffalo. It appears Hooray for the Riff Raff is going on tour in support of the latest album. Many, many dates. In fact, for our listeners in the Vancouver area, they will be in Vancouver later this summer as the opening act for Norah Jones' tour. They'll be at Queen Elizabeth Theatre on July 30th. For more dates from Hooray for the Riff Raff, check out their website, hoorayfortheriffraff.com. Okay, we are about to dive into our second hour of the program. It is going to be a full hour where we celebrate the trailblazer, the groundbreaker, the country legend, Patsy Cline. That's up next. Patsy Cline plus all the musicians who owe their careers to the work that she did in a very short time. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you that Girly So Groovy is on social media. In fact, we just took a 2-week spring break. So if you're ever just sitting at home going, oh, I really miss Girly So Groovy, you never have to miss us. We are eternalized, immortalized on social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook, facebook.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. What's great about those social media pages, every week I'm posting the playlist in print, so when I stumble or mumble my way across something, you can see it in print. You'll find links to the musicians and bands featured. You will find links to our Mixcloud listening page. And above all else, my absolute favorite thing about social media is that you, the loyal listener, can email me any request that you would like for the program. I am always curious to hear from you, the listener, and I would love to get what you think would fit well into the program. You listen to the show. You know what works. I feel like more often than not, I am getting musicians reaching out wanting to promote music, and that's perfectly okay, but I'm in the business for you, the listener. I started this show as a music nerd, and just an absolute loyal listener to this music, and have been able to build a 2-hour mixtape week after week for you. So I come at this as a loyal listener, and it's you, the loyal listener, that I've always got in my heart and would love to hear from you. So again, which bands or musicians do you think deserve some radio love here on Girly So Groovy? Instagram, GSG Radio, or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Like I say, we've got that Patsy Cline tribute coming up. So why don't we wrap up the first hour with a musician who can really bridge us into that second hour. Originally from Calgary, now Nashville-based country singer-songrator Bella White is just at the start of her career, but feels in many ways she could be the incarnation of Patsy Cline with the country music that she makes that has just absolute soul to it. We're going to reach back to her 2021 debut album, Just Like Leaving. Here is Bella White with the song Just Unwanted right now here on Girly So Groovy.
What's there left to water? So my leaves have gone dry. Now you won't even write me to hear me say goodbye. Has there ever been someone that you wanted more? Now tell me, what did it feel like when they wouldn't knock at your door? Maybe just unwalked in the hands of my love. When I looked out this morning, the sky was dark and it was gray, just like the way I've been feeling. Shadows moving strangely, and now the only flower that I ever see anymore are the ones on my bedspread before my dried leaves can grow. done walked in the hands of my love. Or maybe just unwanted in the hands of my love.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always croons for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. As mentioned in the first hour of the program, this week on Girly So Groovy, we are doing our March groundbreaking series. Every month, last year and this year, we are selecting one musician or band each month who is an absolute groundbreaker, an absolute trailblazer, a musician or band that flipped the history of rock and roll on its head because of the work they did. This month, we are doing country legend Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline was one of music's greatest voices, but she was also one of the first badass women in country music. Her take no BS personality and approach came well before the country music outlaws that would follow decades after her 1950s and early 1960s golden years. And probably even more important, Patsy Cline paved the way for such future superstars as Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, with classic songs like Walking After Midnight or I Fall to Pieces or Crazy, side note, Crazy, written by a young Willie Nelson. Patsy Cline found humongous success on both the country and pop music charts. It's an achievement that many artists still yearn to match today. But behind that sweet, honeyed voice was a woman of true conviction and a giant of female empowerment. Patsy Cline socialized with all the men in Nashville, matching them drink for drink, smoke for smoke. Patsy Cline petitioned the Grand Ole Opry for admittance, becoming the very first artist to join in that manner instead of being invited.